Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Del Amante, and I am joined tonight with Lynn Bleasdale. We have a special guest with us tonight, Sheila, but we're having a bit of technical difficulties.
Nope, we have Sheila.
We have Sheila, fantastic.
I'm here.
Yay, that's awesome.
Yeah, all right. Nothing like a little tech problem to just start the show off all excited.
Gotta keep it in. Tell me about it.
Oh, not to worry.
We
learned a new thing about Skype tonight. I think that's very cool.
Whatever it takes, life is full of lessons.
It sure
I hear
is.
You.
Okay. So, carry on, Zoo.
What was I saying? I don't even know.
Well, you're
my brain
introducing...
is frozen. It's so cold here in Ohio, I can't think.
Hey, go on, Mom, and I get it.
Well, here we go. I'm going to introduce our special guest, Sheila Quinn. And Sheila is an empath, a life coach, a public speaker, a blogger, radio show host, and I just found out tonight, a designer for Amazon, their T-shirt section. So congratulations, Sheila.
Oh, and, thank you.
Yeah. And she was just starting up a coaching service, and it's called Creating the Impossible in You. And I think, Sue, we'll turn it over to Sheila and just get her to talk a bit about herself. And also, yeah, and your thoughts on the concept of letting go, Sheila. How do you do that in your daily life?
Well, to let go to me is not to allow my thoughts carry over into my day.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's very, very hard for people to understand that, but your thoughts that you have will keep your mind busy and keep you from going forward with your goals. And
mm-hmm.
you have to learn to like clear your thoughts and just really be in the now. Don't worry about what happened yesterday or last week or last month because that's in the past, you know. And don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow or next week. All you have control of is the here, the now, right this minute.
Yeah, present moment's important. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's go ahead.
Go ahead. Nope, you go ahead. We're listening.
Oh, it's just that's been the hardest thing for me to do is
mm-hmm.
to let go. But when you do finally let go, you would be amazed about how the universe just opens up and starts just giving you the things that you've been praying about and crying about. Because praying and crying, I mean, yes, those are good things. But you're holding on to things when you do that. When you just let it go, put it out there what you need, and just leave it, it will come back to you. And it's amazing.
Beautiful advice. And very, very wise to do that. Yeah, it keeps you from carrying that weight, which is as heavy as a physical weight. Excuse me. Sue, what's your take on letting go?
Letting go can be so many different things. It can be our thoughts. It can be situations that arise in our daily lives. And it can also be people that we need to let go of. When you're surrounded by somebody that only brings in toxic energy, it doesn't matter if they're blood related, if they're a so-called friend or whatever. We have to learn to live with what brings us answers to our soul, to our spirituality, to the betterment of us. And if someone is bringing you down, say goodbye. Don't hold on.
Absolutely.
And there's been people in my life that I just absolutely love dearly, but they bring so much turmoil so much chaos and so much negative energy that you just have to say, I love you, but I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And walk away. That's all we can do. We have to do whatever is best for us to keep us whole and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So true. Absolutely. Did you have more to add there, Sue?
Nope. That's it for me, Lynn. I am my brain.
You've got brain freeze. You might as well have ice cream. You got the brain freeze anyway.
No,
I was just thinking about letting go today when I was doing a meditation, and it came to me that it does mirror the physical, like holding on to too much negativity, very much like hoarding in the physical. And if you don't purge that stuff, it backs up on you really badly. And a lot of the people I work with, the monkey mind has just taken over. They're trying to focus, and they're trying to focus on getting whole and aligning with their purpose, but they've got that blah, 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 chatter going on all the time. Yeah, chime in, anybody right now. It's that throwing away. Go ahead, Sheila.
Absolutely. I can absolutely concur with that. I spent years, I'm the second to the youngest of five children. My mother was married, three different times. So there's two different dads. I was raised in the military. We lived 5 years in Europe, and my dad, did Vietnam, came back, wasn't, in his right mind. So we had a very, very, very dysfunctional family. And me being the youngest daughter, it was kind of left on my shoulders to keep the family together when there was chaos. I was the one that had to be the one that was mama bear, more or less.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, there's 10 years difference between me and my oldest sibling, and I'm this little kid, 5 years old, 6 years old, having to hold the household together. And
wow.
My oldest siblings went to go live with their dad, and then it was just me and my little brother, and I was left to care for him. And then, my mom remarried, and then we thought, oh, great, she's going to, things are going to go back to normal. And they did for a while. But then my older siblings had children, and then I was left caring for them. I spent my whole life caring for others and putting myself on the back burner, that it literally physically made me sick. And I almost died about 3 years ago because of it. I was letting all of that anger, all of that junk, all that crap manifest in my life. And it literally manifested in my body. My body started shutting down. And I had to let go of everything. I had my kids begging, Mom, let go, let go. And that's the hardest thing to learn, is to let it all go, because it's going to kill you if you don't.
Do you think it was it anger you were holding on to, Sheila? Do you think, could you define the feelings that you were keeping?
It was anger. It was not being good enough. It was depression, trying to please everybody, make everybody happy. I sent everybody first but me.
That's a crazy thing to put on a five-year-old. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing so great now, though. You're like, you're an inspiration to so many people now. And that's, you're like proof positive that you can get through this and you can come out on the other side. Yeah. Healthy and whole.
Yep.
And it looks to me like your path is just starting, like a really good path. It's, I was saying to you earlier, it's like the third law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You're due for some really good energy coming into your life, I think. But we're all cheering for you. That's so wonderful, Sheila.
Yeah, I'm I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a wee bit about your coaching service? That just became you took that out to the world just over Christmas, I think, eh?
Yes. I had been told, you know, years ago that I had a purpose in my life and that everything that I went through was for a reason and that my reason was to give back and to be there for people who are going through what I've gone through. And I feel like if I can help one person that's going through what I went through, then it's all been worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's, absolutely.
Isn't it truly? Yeah. Sorry, Sue, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree completely with that. It's when you go through hell and back and you're able to help somebody else in that same situation, it just sings to your soul.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've noticed a lot of people that go through troubled lives often do go right into helping others. A lot of the addicts I know now counsel other addicts, and it's a beautiful thing. It is like finding your purpose and making something beautiful, you know, out of something that was quite a horror story for a while there. That's the only way to go.
I've had a couple of psychiatrists, you know, when I had my nervous breakdown, tell me that most people, 9 times out of 10, have gone through what I've gone through, have committed suicide, and they were astonished that I hadn't done it. And I can't do that to my kids, you know?
Yeah, it's also a way, suicide is not the answer. It really isn't.
Correct.
And, you know, if anybody is feeling suicidal, like, turn to help. There's always a line you can call or a counselor you can turn to or a friend. Never, never keep it inside because,
me an email. We'll find you someone that can help you where you're at, you know.
Absolutely. Just the help is there. Absolutely. I'll just, in case we run out of time at the end, I'll just give you Sheila's her website is http://creatingtheimpossibleinyou.com. And on Facebook, you can just type Creating the Impossible in You, and Sheila's Facebook page will come up. So that's good. And we'll try to do it at the end again, but sometimes we run out of time. So anything anyone wants to add before we go to the callers?
I have a real quick question for Sheila.
Oh.
I detect a little bit of an accent. What area of the country are you from?
I am from Oklahoma, and I am an Okie, and I have a southern twang in my voice, so I apologize. So I'm
don't apologize at all.
And I sound like a little kid, I'm an adult.
I was born in Kentucky, so I know all about the little twang there.
Yep.
Oh, it's charming. I'm Canadian, eh, so I really like your accent. Oh dear. Well, we got some light energy going and some humor. We were talking about how it's so, I think that's the subject of the Enter the Light show on Friday, about humor is so necessary to our survival. But I'm glad we got a little bit of lightness going on here. And that's fabulous. Do you guys want to take a caller?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, area code 843. You're on the air with Divine Connections. Can we get your name?
My name's Laura. How you doing?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Okay, I got a slight problem on the let-go side. Me and my husband have been separated since March, and I keep on flipping back and forth between wanting to have him come back and trying to let go because, as far as I understand, he's had the same girlfriend, and that's the reason he left in the first place, but he's not owning it half the time. And when he does own it, he does it snarkily, like, I'm with her, deal with it. And then he turns around, I was being sarcastic. It's like, can I kill him now?
But that's illegal. You know that, right, Laura?
Beg your pardon?
All kinds of trouble. Yeah, that's illegal. You can't do that. It's just not an option.
I know. You can dream, though. Come on.
Oh, sure you can. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. But, my thing is right now, I wanted a clearer picture on what the situation is because his lease, to my understanding, expires at the end of March. And we're supposed to come back together and discuss working things out at that point. But if he's with her, and it feels like his personality has become the devil reincarnate big time, which I've never seen out of him, and I've been with him 20 years. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's her, and if he gets in a fight with her kind of thing and I get the backlash, fine, I get it. But as of March, is he losing that apartment? Because he's supposedly not working since November.
Hmm. Wow.
He quit his job. Same time. They worked together. They quit at the same time.
Oh.
Well, sounds like they'll be sleeping in the car at the same time, too.
Are you finding them?
Oh, I was being funny. Sorry.
No problem.
Why don't you go ahead and take this one, Sheila, if you want to start us off?
Well, I mean, so he left you and has a new girlfriend, right? And you have a problem with her, per se.
I have two problems with her on a personal note. My daughter doesn't want to deal with her, and she told my son to call him her mommy, and he didn't have to call me mom anymore.
Okay. I kind of dealt with the same similar situation with my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter came from my first marriage.
Right.
And she had a new stepmom, and she wanted my daughter to call her mom. And she did everything that she could to be, one-up me. You know, if mom did something, she was going to do something 10 times better. You know, and that happened all the time. And I just finally told my daughter and my husband, and I'm like, I'm not playing this game. I'm done. And I'm not going to feed into it. It's not good for my health, and it's not good for my kids.
It upset my son. It upset my son, and when he went to his father about it, he turned around and said, well, she means well, and you should get used to calling her mom. But when I called him on, he said, oh, we're just friends.
Yep.
So I need to know where
Because he's not going to... He's not going to back it. My ex-husband used to do the same thing. Every time I would call him about something that went on with our daughter, he's like, well, you need to talk to my wife about it. I'm like, it's not her kid.
Like I said, my thing, though, is this used to be my friend. I'm the one suggesting you should go work with him because he was the manager at the store, you know, and she was looking for a part-time job. This is the whole thing that annoys me, and I know how manipulative she can be and how she loves to control men, and she has multiple men at one time. My joke is she's a polygamist because she'd be married and have three boyfriends. This is my joke for her, and she knows I say this about her because she's caught me several times. But what I'm trying to figure out is what is the from here to March, because I kind of like need a little buffer because I've never seen him so venomous. I mean, I can't even say boo without him like going down my throat.
My biggest thing is don't when he wants to be that way, walk away from it. Say, you know, I don't have to be involved in your drama and your negativity. You know, when you want to talk and be, you know.
Here's my thing. My daughter wanted to see him. My older daughter, she's got autism, right? She wanted to see him. He said, I'll have to see if I have to work. Because he's not working constantly. He's working here and there through friends. Okay. And so I texted him this afternoon. I said, so what's the update? I don't have the money, so I'm not going to be able to do it. Tell her whatever you want. I don't care what you make me look like. It's like, hello, what?
Yep.
So, I mean,
been there, done that.
So with all due respect, does he really love this woman, or what's the deal? This is getting really tiring. It's not like he hasn't done something like this before and on an emotional affair and come back home. But he never physically left the house, you know what I mean? This is the first time he's actually walked out of the house.
Well, you know, when it comes to the point where he's walked out and left, you just need to leave it there. And you need to get rid of, I mean, just don't feed into the negativity. Because if you can continue to feed into the negativity, your kids are the ones that are getting hurt. Nobody's getting hurt but those kids.
That's just it. I'm trying not to. One minute he'll be okay. The next time it'll be like World War III. It's like, I can't predict. Perfect example. There's certain issues that prevented him. Because he would not listen to the agreement of her not being around the kids, I'm not allowing him to have physical contact with kids, which is fine. He has any other form he wants, okay? But because he doesn't have what he wants, he doesn't have contact at all, but he's been texting. So it's like, how are you... Like I said, I'm just trying to figure out, we're supposed to come back together and talk in March. Does he want to stay with her, or does he want to work on the family? This is my 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So my personal opinion is I know her, and if she finds someone better, she's going to dump him. But I don't know if she's found somebody, wants to find somebody, or truly loves this man. Because I'm not sure what's going on.
You know,
she plays dumb about
the answer to that one?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
No, I was talking to Sue. She asked if she saw... what you're wanting for.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Oh, she's there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here real quick. I'm going to do a little bit of combination with my psychic side and with my clerical side, because I am an ordained minister, Laura.
Okay,
you are an extremely sensitive person.
Okay.
And you're very, very compassionate. And you're giving too much of yourself to this man who only loves himself. He doesn't care about anybody except himself.
A narcissist?
And the woman that he's with is the exact same way. They're like two peas in a pod. They're extremely selfish and self-centered.
Okay.
And if he loses his house in March, what do you care?
Because usually when he loses something, he comes to me. I'm the safety
net. No, your door is locked.
I'm agreeing with you, but this is where I just want to be prepared to be able to know, you know, change the locks, do this, do that. Be prepared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, go ahead and do it. Don't wait until March. Do it now. And
I agree.
If this man is coming back to you with this, I want to come home. I'm sorry, but I get a big red no on that because his actions are never going to change.
See, that's what I was a little confused by, because he's saying that he wants to work on the family next minute, he doesn't, and then his pattern is to come back when things fall apart. But to me, from what I've been seeing, it would assume that she would take him into her trailer. I don't see him coming back, but part of me is not sure. Because I'm not sure she's the type of person that likes men around when she wants them around, not constantly.
Absolutely, she's a user.
Okay, so my thing is, would she take him in because she wants the relationship? You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't think she's going to take him in any more than she's going to take anybody else in. She's one of those type, I want my cake and I want to eat it too. So whatever is going to keep her in control and only benefit her is what she's going to go for. You need to do what is going to benefit you and your children, and the heck with him.
Agreed.
He is not ever going to be there to support you and give you what you need. He is going to use you just like he can use anybody else to better himself.
See, that's the funny part. I agree with you, but he does the woe is me. So my joke is he's a covert narcissist.
Absolutely. When he starts the woe is me laugh in his face.
But I see your point. Okay, that's mean, but I see your point.
Literally laugh in his face when he's, oh, I'm so sad. Laugh at him.
My favorite is St. Laura. That's my favorite. I sit there and go, good, I earned it. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, dear.
Don't let him keep using you as a doormat. You are more important.
On the other side, my family wants me to move back to New York. I'm originally from New York. And I'm a little jumpy about it because it costs more than where we are in South Carolina. And even though my older two are willing to move, my youngest, which is his child, is not too sure because he wants to graduate with his friends. And he's got 2 more years, you know. And though he says right now he wants what's best for the son, he's also... one that says he'll take any of the kids if they want to come live with them. and that he'll go for custody. It's like, okay, really?
He wants what's best for him. He doesn't want what's best for anybody else.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's playing games.
Yeah, so...
So, like I said, and I don't mean to be a pain. My head
no.
is that either she take him in and make him Mr. Mom, which she's done with her ex-husband, which she's currently separated from, or she's not going to take him in and he's going to ask to come here, which I'm agreeing with you ladies with the word no. But I was curious to see, you're saying she won't take him in at all, not even for a short time.
I don't
time.
Think she will.
The only reason I asked is because she did let him stay over for a couple of weeks before he moved into the trailer because he had to do overnights. You know, open one midnight, close at midnight, open at 5. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a couple of nights there. That's why I'm not sure if it's a temporary thing she might go for. Because it benefits her. He takes care of the house. You see what I'm saying?
It could possibly happen for a temporary thing, but it's not going to be a permanent thing on her part.
Okay. And has she found someone else that can take care of her? Because I am wanting to watch him fall on his face, personally, but that's my bratty side. Hey, I'm honest here.
No, something is as much as you want to see him fall on his face, you have to try to let go of that, because that only is much, and I completely understand. I completely understand.
Can I
but the more
wishes?
We hang on to negative thoughts, that the more negative energy we let into our own personal space.
I didn't think of that. Good point. Very, very good point.
Yeah. So as much as you want to kick them where it counts, just laugh it off and say, yep, I learned a valuable lesson here. I love you as a human being, and I wish you well, and goodbye, and close that door.
Okay, and those two are going to be okay together? I mean, is lifelong partners kind of joke?
No.
Oh, come on! Something positive out of this!
No, why would they be lifelong partners when they both only use...
Because they're so similar, and they've been together for over 2 years.
But they're both users for their own advantage.
Yeah, but one feeds the other.
And as soon as one of them finds something better, they're going to be gone. And
I think she's going to do it before he does. I'm bratty about
it. I think there's like a fish dangling on the line already.
Oh, she's probably got 3 or 4 of them. That's not a problem.
So.
See, I originally thought it was just friends with benefits. Now I'm suspicious because I figured she might move into his apartment to help him out. But then again, she likes her freedom, so.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
I really want to make it the last one. I have, like I told you, I have not allowed physical contact. And I don't plan to. But he keeps on insisting, saying, if I want to file, go right ahead, and the next minute he wants to work on things. They're requiring us to go to family counseling. My bratty side right now does not want to notify him of family counseling because he hasn't asked for the phone number to check for himself, and I'm not his personal secretary anymore. You know what I mean? Is that a negative connotation to doing that, or is it okay?
When do you want to give it a shot on that, or...
It's more sure. we're supposed to have family counseling as of the 25th of January. It's the first time we're going, right? And I've given them his phone number. He has not answered the phone when they call. He says, in fact, he hasn't gotten the phone calls yet. They're showing me that they have called the right number, okay? And he hasn't asked for their number, and he wants me to call from their office. And I'm sorry, I'm not his secretary anymore. If he's really interested, call yourself, in my personal opinion. But I'm not sure if that's being negative.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable question.
Okay. I have to ask you, Laura, are you angry at him or are you angry at yourself for putting up with this guy for so long?
A bit of both. To be honest, a bit of both. I'm angry at myself for putting my kids and myself through all this so many
mm-hmm.
times.
Okay.
I'm angry at him for not being willing to work because you supposedly care about your kids. He says how he loves his kids. He wants to do better by them. He's trying to salvage the relationship with his kids. He says all this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when my daughter wants to see him, it's, I don't have the money. But at the same time, if it were my son, he'd be all over seeing him. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That's where I have a problem.
Okay. I'm going to just give you a quote that I find very, very useful when I'm holding on to stuff. You can never get enough of what you don't want.
A little bit
of a, just remind yourself of that. I would put a stop to this right now. My main concern is for you and your children. The longer you play this game, the more toxic this relationship is going to be, and you may find yourself with a giant emotional cleanup job. How old are your children right now, love?
Well, right now I've got my daughter who's 22, who's autistic, so she jumps between 22 and 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I have my 15-year-old, and that's the youngest. And then I've got my 18-year-old, and my 18-year-old doesn't want to have anything to do with him. He's done.
Okay.
He's completely done.
Okay.
Due to his track record, he's done. My 22-year-old just today asked to see his father,
mm-hmm.
and it was, I don't have the money. He doesn't want to deal with her because he can't handle the autism point. I understand that
mm-hmm.
from anybody. But if it were his son, it'd be like, okay, I'll be there tomorrow in 2 minutes. It's
okay.
And she's noticing that, you know?
Yeah,
and that's
favoritism.
And she's blaming herself. She literally blames herself for him picking up with Jackie, that's the girl, and moving out. She's blaming herself. If she wasn't such a problem, if she didn't have so many issues, and I've told him this, and he says, well, that's not true. She should know that. Well, then tell her. No, you do it.
I wouldn't try to talk to this guy, Laura. He's clearly messing with you. He's playing you. The words are meaningless. He's giving you words, 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 but words without action. If he doesn't walk the talk, screw him. Excuse my French. I'm sorry. You don't need this in your life, and I'm very, very worried.
I'm trying to find a way to let go, if that's what I have to do. But if I'm misreading, I wanted to know. You can understand that.
Absolutely. Oh, of course we do. We're all with you at a heart level here. I'm just saying what you need to do is become very strong, say, and just put a giant no across the board. Keep this guy out of your life and the children's lives. I guess technically you have to work out a custody thing legally.
That's the weird part. Right now, mm-hmm. I find it interesting that he wants to go for custody, but he's not going to a lawyer. I find it interesting he throws that when he doesn't get his way. So, I mean, I'm not so sure he really wants custody. I think he just wants to look good saying it.
Well, I will repeat what I just said to you. You're getting words. You're not getting action. The words are meaningless. Okay? You know this by now. Like, I think you know deep down. You know what it is, and it's appropriate for the topic we've got, is letting go. Sometimes
right.
we want so much for the ideal that we dream of that we're trying to force it in reality.
Right.
But you know what I mean? If you're trying to unscrew a screw with a hammer, you know what I mean? I would,
yeah.
like, cut this guy off as much as possible.
I think what my problem is I do not want to be that person that, if it were me, if the roles were reversed, I would want someone to be there for me. You know, so I kind of reverse roles on that, and I got to work on that 100%.
You're
as far as
empath.
You ladies telling me, I agree with you 100%
but,
about...
But you're not looking at the point that he walked out on you. You didn't walk out on him.
Oh, mm-hmm. but if you listen to him, I walked out on him years ago. So it's like,
you don't
yeah, okay.
listen to him. He's full of
I'm
it.
Not
don't
saying I'm
listen
listening to him.
To
him. I'm saying he's telling me the reason he left is because we can't work out issues under the same roof.
Yeah,
and
he's blaming you.
I didn't find out until Thanksgiving that she had helped him move in, had helped him pick the place, and they picked up the furniture.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and the neighbors are the ones that told me, and then he owns up to it, and he says, but we're just friends.
Mm-hmm. But... Laura, you can't, this guy is just, why would you even want him in your energetic space?
Only because he's my son's father, honestly. It's my son, my youngest son's father, and I want to make sure that I don't want to feel guilty for taking him away, is the way I put it. You know, childish as it sounds.
You didn't do it. It's not your fault, and you need to really understand that, Laura. I would be talking to my children, not to this guy.
I do.
Yeah, talk to the children.
The thing that bothers
them
is I talk to them like they're my equal, same age. I don't talk to them like
okay.
they're kids. That's always smart on my part. But.
Yeah, they're human beings, and that's beautiful that you're relating as such. This guy is only going to bring more toxicity into your life. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but what you're doing is enabling this person.
Oh, I see that. I'm learning those terms. Gaslighting is another term I recently learned.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
okay,
yeah, gaslighting.
I'm not doing it, he is, but like I said, I'm willing to change the locks and everything, but I like knowing a little bit of ahead in advance, like, is he moving in with Jackie? Is he losing the apartment? Because he's working, he's telling me he's not working, but then he tells me he has to work, that's why he can't see his daughter. It's like, it's possible he's working here and there through friends, like helping them out because they do construction, but not working steadily. I can see that, but he also
Do you know how to tell if this guy is lying? His lips are
not
moving.
Not on the phone, no.
No, I'm saying his lips are moving. I'm just saying you are tangled up with a liar, okay? And he has gotten into the practice of lying to you, and don't, like, you're going to have to be so strong. Do you meditate? Do you do any type of meditation?
Actually,
Laura?
Ever since he left, I can meditate better. It's kind of funny.
Okay. You need really to work on your shielding.
Okay.
You need to create energetic boundaries big time, okay? I'm concerned for your whole family's health if you let this character keep going like this. I would run screaming away from him.
Well, we've already been up to New York once to look around. We were supposed to go again in April. My only concern was while I was gone, he was in the house. That just drove me crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You need to stand up to this. And you need to give him the boot from your energy space, okay? What you've got here is called an energetic vampire. Mm-hmm. And the more you give him, the more he's going to take. And it's just going to drain you until, you know how Sheila was describing how she went into a nervous breakdown because of all this stuff? It's going to happen to you if you don't put a stop to it now. And I'm very, very serious. I've got two pages here for you, but... and I'm not actually working psychically right now. I'm working as I'm advising you as a fellow human. Get this guy out. Now, psychically, I did pick up the same as Sue. No way is this relationship going to last. But the thing is, I would lose that feeling of wanting to see him hurt. Because your thoughts go out to harm another, it's just like spitting in the wind. You're just going to bring it back onto yourself.
Yeah, but I don't exactly want to protect the boy either, okay? It's not like I'm going to be opening doors for him. That's reasonable, ain't it?
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that?
It's like either I want to see him get his... I want him to see how it feels, an old childish behavior, or I worry about him like a mother. It's two choices I've got.
Well, stop doing that. Find a way to stop that. You owe this man nothing, okay? He is the one who's caused the trouble. You need to close the door.
Does he realize this at all anywhere? It would be nice to know
that's
that.
That's why I wouldn't waste one more bit of energy on him, because he's just you're enabling him, and the more you enable him, the more he gets away with it. He doesn't know. He is not able to understand that. I believe you used the term narcissist, and I would agree that applies. These people are missing something in the brain, maybe, I don't know what, but they don't feel for you what you are feeling for them. You are wasting your beautiful children's time and your time. This gift of life is to be celebrated. Move forward.
Absolutely.
Laura, look after yourself. Yeah, go pipe in anytime, guys. I'm babbling on here.
Well, your number one priority is this kid. What you need to do, and this is, you need to get a piece of paper. This is what you need to do. You need to call an attorney, make an appointment, go in there, file the divorce, do whatever you need to do, and give your ex-husband the number or your attorney the number, and say, if you need contact with me about anything, attorney, get a notebook, write everything down that happened. Do not talk to him. Do not talk to her. Change the locks on your door. Sage your house. And do whatever you need to do to make your energy level come up. Raise your vibration in your home. Raise the vibration for your children. Don't allow the negativity at all in your house. Don't let it walk in the door. You're the ruler of your home. You're the one that sets the precedent for your kids. And you need to make those kids the priority of every ounce of your being.
Okay.
And not worry about where he's sleeping, who he's sleeping with, what she's doing. That's none of your concern. He walked out the door. He ain't coming back.
I'm only concerned he'll try and walk in the door. That's the only reason I'm asking
you
any
change them. You change them locks. You go down and get a protective order. He comes on the property, call the police, and have him hauled off. End of story.
Okay.
You cannot constantly put yourself back and forth like this for the kids. It's not good for them.
Good point.
And I'm sorry to be negative about it.
You're being honest.
That's what
I'm not arguing you're being honest. But in this county, you don't do anything unless it's physical assault. They won't give you an order of protection, which I think is silly. And I'm being nice with the word silly.
It's mental abuse on the children, and you have a child.
Oh, I agree with you, but down here they don't recognize
autistic.
It. It has physical assault before you can get an order of protection. So, I mean, I can't help that. So, I mean, I can see about
well,
non-trespassing
order. You just need to have
order.
Him go through the attorney. I mean, you know.
To be honest with you, ladies, I was going to wait till March or late April when I go back up to New York to look around. Or until I physically move was I'm going to file, because that way I can be sure that he doesn't have the right to physically say I have to give up the kids to have him visit, to have her around them. You know what I mean? No disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only thing. I agree with everything else, but time-wise, I would wait a little bit for the lawyer. This way I still have a little control, with all due respect. Because I don't
need
my kids around.
But keep that door shut. Keep the door shut. Again. And I mean that physically and energetically. You can't allow this. I did get a very interesting flash just now. You know those old horror movies where the person goes upstairs and opens the door and you're going, don't go up the stairs, don't open the door. I feel like you're doing that. Like, don't go there. Don't open the door. Don't go in that. You're just inviting, like, it's the psychological equivalent of disease. Like, you wouldn't take your kids into a ward that was quarantined or something. You wouldn't expose them to disease, but you're exposing them by letting this man in your life. You're exposing them to to emotional diseases, energetic diseases. You're going to mess these kids up, and don't let them suffer from this. It's not anything they've done.
I thank you very much for your time, and I'm really sorry for hogging it, but I appreciate all the help.
No, you didn't hog anything. We're here to help.
All right, thank you so much, ladies. Hope to see you speak to you soon.
Bye. Keep blaming yourself, Laura. All right, love.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay. Wow, that was intense. I hope Laura takes the advice.
Absolutely.
What's that song? Flip out the back, Jack. Get a new plan, Stan. Okay.
Yeah.
We're moving on to area code 805. Thank you for waiting. Can we get your name, please? Hello, 805. Okay, I'm going to put 805 on hold, and we're going to move to 845. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, my name is Lena. I'm a godmother. You know my
daughter. Oh, you're a godmother. Mm-hmm.
This is Katerina's mother, right?
Right. How
are you, dear?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to ask you, get a massage from my husband or my mother, father.
Are we picking anything? You want to know if we can connect with your mom and your dad? Okay.
Yeah, my husband, yeah.
Okay. Well,
come in, you know. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So, does anyone want to start to go ahead on this, or?
It's going to take me a minute here.
Okay. I'm sorry, could I get your name again, love?
My husband, the name is Gaetano. Lena.
Your name, yes. Yes, please.
Lena.
Lena.
Yes,
okay.
I'm Katerina's mother.
All righty. Perfect. Now, you know you have a guide in spirit named Father Aldo?
Yeah, my daughter telling me, I don't know who they are. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, description-wise, he's a very round, he's a short guy. In life, he would have been a short guy. If you can picture Friar Tuck, do you know who I mean?
Yeah, a little bit, maybe, you know.
Yeah, from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a round guy, very jolly, likes his wine. I feel he worked in vineyards. He was like he did like the farming for the monastery. He made really good wine, and he really liked drinking it. He's got a beautiful. Yeah, he loves. He's around
just,
all the
excuse
time.
Excuse me. Now yes. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You said the name is Flammarino. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
I know very well.
Yeah, he takes such good care of you, but he also, I think he tries to cheer you up sometimes when you worry, okay? He wants you to lighten up. He's with you all the time. He adores you, Lena. And I don't know if you remember our sessions from 2010, but he was there then. He's always with you. Now, I don't know if this is a correct name, Elvina. Is that name... Elvina?
Mine? Lena.
No, you are Lena. I am getting the name.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's correct. Elvina or... it sounds like Elvina is what's coming through.
No.
Okay. Does that name have any significance for you?
No.
Okay. Well, that name is coming through. I may not have it, like... I don't want to say Elvira. That doesn't sound right. It's got a, it sounds like your name, but it's got a little bit before it. So we'll just keep that on the back burner. If I get any more, I'll let Kat know about that. But yeah, right now what I'm getting is Father Aldo coming through for you. So I'm going to see if Sue is picking anything up right now, just because Sue's been getting pretty good names lately. So what do you think, Sue? Is anything coming in for you?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit here. Hi, Lena. I'm getting a message, hon, that says a big hello from heaven, that your loved ones in heaven are doing fine, and you have to let go of the worries and just feel their love and their blessings that they're bringing to you. Don't worry about them. They are fine. And the angels are surrounding you all the time with their arms spread open wide. And they want to step in and help you, but you have to ask the angels for their help and their comfort before they'll come in. So just...
I'll let that play, right? I think anybody for my daughter, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, the angels are there, but Mom and Dad are doing fine. And I was getting a picture, just like Lynn did, of a short, kind of fat man being around
you. That's my grandpa.
That's your grandpa? Mm-hmm. Okay, your grandpa is with you all the time. And was he... a very loving man, but very stern, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I can see that. He's got a big, big smile, but then he's got like a scowl on his face, too. So it shows me that he was very, very loving, but very stern.
Yeah, he's my mother, father.
Yeah, okay. And your mom... did she love to cook real meals for everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. It's, I can see her in the kitchen with tons of food, and she was really happy when she was feeding her family.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just confirmation that they are around you, that they're showing me pictures that they're there. But just know that they are all very happy. They're doing wonderful. They're always around you.
Thank you.
Watch for feathers. Yes. I'm getting a picture of feathers.
That's what I got.
So when you see feathers, you know that's a message from a loved one that they're there for you. And you can talk to them all the time. Just say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, hi, Grandma, hi, Grandpa. Acknowledge
them. I pray every day, every night. I can see the picture. Got a light, put a light on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're around you all the time, and they're just they're so happy because they're doing so well, and they watch over you always.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I just jump in?
I don't know when they're going to go.
Yeah, Sue, can I just jump in for a second?
You absolutely, yes.
All I can smell right now is baking. When you started talking
over
about
there.
Baking, the smell of baking, just I can still smell it. It's like I'm just overwhelmed with the smell of
in
baking.
In northern Italy, they got us to know. In my town, the people who go to the beach.
Yeah. Anyway.
Especially they go to the beach.
The beach. Yeah.
Eh?
But there's some serious, like, I would cook and bake as much as you can. I think they come around when you cook. Because the smell of baking just overwhelmed me there for a minute. So,
yeah,
sorry,
Brad.
Carry on. I didn't mean to jump in. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
I
no, that...
dancing in the kitchen with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're when you're baking bread, that's
yep.
when Lynn
dancing
said, baking, I could smell the bread.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Italy are
the
you
bread?
From, Lynn?
Sicilia, provincia Palermo.
I'm sorry?
I'm from provincia Palermo, Termini Imerese.
Palermo? Okay.
Palermo, yeah.
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 Okay. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where?
I was just curious where you were from. My husband's family was from northern Italy. You know, Delamonte,
uh-huh.
You know, that's Italian.
Yeah. They're talking different.
Yeah.
They got another dialect to talk.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I was getting for you, hon. They're always around you, and they're doing wonderful,
thank you.
And they
thank
want you.
You
not to worry about them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we still so are we so Sheila, what are you picking up, love?
I'm picking up that they're sending her lots of love and they're with her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's like they never left, really.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just
feels like that.
There's a certain song that she resonates with them, and then she plays it. They're in the room with her, dancing with her.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know what the song is, but there's a certain song that comes on the radio, and it reminds her of them, and she starts dancing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What's your one? Mamma Santa Felice.
I don't know which song it is.
I bet Lena knows it, though, what song it would be.
It's a song everybody loves. Everybody cry. They
yeah.
sing the song of the mother daughter. They say, Mamma son tanto felice. You know that?
That's
song.
Beautiful.
That's a nice song.
Then
they got a canzone in Napolitano, Il Sole Mio.
Oh, okay.
For American people, they love it.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely, Lena.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Lena, you have a good evening.
Yeah.
Thank
lovely
you.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Or ciao, Buongiorno.
Oh, ciao, of course, we didn't say it right. But, yeah, what a lovely lady. Yeah, she wanted to bring us all, give us all chocolate when we used to do the practice readings. Very sweet lady.
Oh, how nice.
I'm going to try.
She's got a beautiful soul.
She really
yeah.
does. And Kat, her daughter, has one, too. We love them very much. I'm going to try 805 again. 805, are you on the, are you with us? I think 805 has forgotten about the phone call or something. I'll put them back on hold, and we'll go on to 618. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
It's kind of weird. I just thought that the last caller actually called out my name. My name is Felicia.
Oh.
I know, right? She
wow.
just said my name. That is wild.
Well, I kind of love it.
I am calling because I have not had the best of luck in the love department. So I was wondering if you see anything in the stars with that.
Yeah.
So are you currently seeing someone or did you just
no.
end a relationship?
Yep. Yep, right before Christmas. So, yeah.
New Year.
Yep.
Well, has to move on, eh?
Do you want to go ahead, Sheila or Sue, if you're either one of you are ready or?
That one was not.
I am.
Go for
go ahead,
it.
Sue.
Hi, Felicia. This is Sue.
Hello. Hi, Sue.
I feel like you are going to have somebody very, very special coming into your life soon. I don't know how soon is, but I'm seeing soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to work on prioritizing for yourself.
Okay.
Work on, focus on your highest priorities, what you want, the things that you need in life, and get more comfortable with yourself and
okay.
find a hobby or something like that that you love, that you're comfortable doing, that you can relax. If it's knitting or crocheting or painting or reading, whatever it is, a relaxing, comfortable hobby.
Okay.
And work on clearing your energy field because you're holding on to too much negativity from the past relationships, too much of the garbage that they left behind.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, just lighten your load because you don't need to carry their garbage. Work on you and keep reminding yourself how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are, what a special person you are, and every day do a confirmation or an affirmation of some type of positive message to yourself. Every time you walk by a mirror, you're beautiful, you're intelligent, you're perfect. And do it every time, just whatever pops into your head. And keep the positive energy flowing. And I think within the next couple of months, you're going to find someone that's really going to speak to your spirit. And you're going to move forward and be very, very happy. Very happy. But you got to get rid of the old garbage first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
and that's what I was for you, hon.
Yeah. I see that you. One thing you need to do is you don't pamper yourself enough. Get you some Epsom salt and start
mm-hmm.
taking Epsom salt baths because that's what that's going to do. It's going to detox your body, you know, and even when you're in
mm-hmm.
the shower, put some Epsom salts like on the top of your head and let it just run with the water and let it just wash away, you know, all the toxins. I know it sounds crazy, but it does,
mm-hmm.
you know. And treat yourself, you know, with a pedicure and putting candles on and a bubble bath, you know, all that, I can feel, you know, your energy has been drained from of the breakup, and you need to build that energy back up, and you need to get that vibration back up because, you know, you are a child of God. You are God. God's in you, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, he wants us to be love and light, and that's where you need to just shine and bring it all back up because once your vibration's up, you know,
mm-hmm.
the universe will bring you what you're looking for. It just
okay.
it will come, and I mean, you won't even be thinking about it. You'll have your mind on something else, and it'll just happen, and you'll be like, whoa, you know?
Mm-hmm. So pretty much love myself first, right?
Yes, you have to love yourself. Go get your nails done. Get your hair done. Buy you a new dress. Put lipstick on or lip gloss on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just make it about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they will come, I promise.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome. It's all bad, huh? Hmm?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you could suggest or?
I can chime in if you like.
Okay.
Yeah. Lynn, go for it.
Were Sue and Sheila both done with their thoughts?
Yep, you go right ahead, Lynn.
Give me the tough love. I'm ready.
Not tough love at all, my dear. No, you're lovely. And I really agree with what both Sue and Sheila said. The image that came in for you right away is, and I get this a few times, if you can picture trapeze artists and doing that thing where they grab onto each other and kind of exchange trapezes, you can't move on. If you can't let go of the trapeze you're on, you can't grab the next one and start flying, right? So I do pick up here that you are carrying that baggage they're talking about. Yeah, I'm feeling that. I feel heavy in my body area, especially in my heart chakra area. It feels heavy,
mm-hmm.
and it feels not ready to go back in there yet. Which is why I think the advice to take care of you is really, really good. It's
okay.
a matter of time. That relationship you were in had to end. It's like that trapeze.
Mm-hmm.
You had to let go of that trapeze. And there's a reason for it, because I do feel, as Sue did, and Sheila mentioned too, it's going to happen for you. Oh, my God, I can feel it happening for you. But you need
yeah,
to
Yeah, I just
break.
Got chills when you said that.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. And
I actually did too.
I feel excited for you, and I'm glad you were able to end that one, because that wasn't where you were meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But finding love, it's like a butterfly. You've got to let it land on you. You can't chase it, or it's just going to keep running. Stand still, let it come to you, and... this is a weird one, but are you depriving yourself of enjoyment? Like it says, I wrote down a little bit of what you fancy does you good. And if not eating chocolate or something that is, you know, nutritionally useless probably, but gives you pleasure, don't deny yourself that. Have a little bit of whatever. Okay. I keep
okay.
getting this feeling you are not allowing yourself pleasure, little pleasures, you know, and go for it. Enjoy yourself. Like, give yourself a potato chip once in a while. Or, you know, I'm not advocating junk food by any means, but if you're like, oh, I'd love a bit of whatever, and you're going, no, I can't have it, have a little bit. You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take off the old... Oh, yeah, I'm picturing these old energies, like an old... like you haven't shed old clothes in order to put the new ones on. I'm getting a feeling of, like, again, that heaviness. And
mm-hmm.
I'm picking up a fear of making the same mistake again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are you like kind of a goof magnet, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. That's okay. We all are. I would say, Sue, Sheila,
absolutely.
You've not had your share of goofs in your life. It doesn't have to be romantic. They come in and you're like, who are these people and why did I let them in? But
right.
And, okay. Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of. But the thing is, as you look after yourself, get your own self back in balance, and especially that heart area, you need to get your heart chakras rolling again, spinning again. It's almost like they've gotten sluggish and slowed down, right? But you, oh man, you're so going to love again. Yeah, you are. Now, I don't think this is the name of a guy you're going to meet, but I'd like to know if the name Alan resonates for you.
No, not really.
Crossed? crossed on your on the father's side.
You said on my father's side?
Yeah, on the, well, on the male side.
Over.
Yeah, crossed over.
Not that I really don't know my dad's side that much, so.
Okay, well, just I'm getting like a brother feeling, an uncle feeling, a sort of it's a family member. But anyway, do check that out. And it's just he's cheering you on. It's like, don't be afraid to move on. The name, is Alan, coming through, crossed, and just kind of guiding you, I guess. Is very. It feels like a cheerleader. He's like cheering you on and saying, don't be afraid. It'll be fine. But do take that time. Take that time for yourself. And it's not selfish. If you think it's selfish to put your own self first, then, well, you're wrong. I mean, you've got to be there for yourself first. Oh, mm-hmm. I can get this one other thing I have to read here. I can find it. There's that movie where, I don't know what movie it is, but that guy goes, "You complete me." You ever? I think it's the one
Jerry
where they
Maguire.
Say, "Show me the money." Jerry Maguire.
Thank you.
Well, I got the reverse of that. You complete yourself because you're not going to be completed by another. When you have that full person ready to, then you're going to have to interview them. You're going to have a lot of people, a lot of guys interested, and then you get a new chance to discern, okay? Pay attention to your feelings in your body. Excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold here.
That's fine.
Yeah, pay attention to the feeling in your body. If you're feeling like an expansion, I like that. I like that feeling. If you're getting like a contraction, and you get it, I mean, if say, picture yourself at a party or whatever. You know, there's some people you get around them and you're like, and then some people you're like, hey, let's go for coffee, right? Look for those feelings and pay attention. And if you do get involved with the wrong guy, that's not, it doesn't mean you have to stay with them. Like, don't stay longer than you need to, okay?
Okay.
You owe them nothing. But I get a feeling like I'm getting the energy of, there's that show called The Office. I think it was on in the 90s. And
I was just watching that over the weekend. That is so funny.
Oh, you were, right? So, you know, the love story of Pam and Jim, I'm picturing something very sweet like that. Very sweet like that. Just like you're cheering them on. I'm cheering you on. So give it time. Don't rush it. Don't push the river. It's going to happen for you. Take that in between time to take care of you. And I think you're going to, as Sheila said, it's going to happen for you for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies.
You're
awesome.
So welcome. You go and have yourself a pint of ice cream or something. Enjoy
I
yourself.
Will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good one. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Where are we at, Sue? I'm all confused. 805.
Still holding. I don't know if they're there or if we should try them again.
Probably went to get ice cream. We'll give them one more try.
805. Hi, I'm here.
Oh, hello there.
Yay.
We didn't give up on you. Could we get your name, please?
Yeah, my name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Where all those mudslides were happening.
Wow. How are you doing down there?
Yeah, I lost a dear friend, and it's tough. The freeway's closed, so you can't go south, and it really destroyed a lot of properties, and I don't know what's going to happen with that community now, Montecito. Very expensive home. I mean, I'm sure, people be afraid to move in there because of the mudslides now. Rebuilding.
Did you have a question for us, Donna?
I did. I would like to be in a relationship. I would love to be in a relationship. I haven't been in one with a man for a while. And, I'm taking some classes and doing different things. I'm 63, so I'm a little bit older. But, so I wanted to know what you were picking up on that for me.
63 is a fine age.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm happy being 63.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to stop babbling in a sec, but I just wanted to do another quote. I think it was, Satchel Paige, the baseball player, said, "How old would you be if you didn't know how old you was?" And Donna,
yeah.
I think you'd be like 12, right? You sound like a very young, spirited person, yeah. Anyway, Sue and Sheila, you want to go ahead?
Well, I do see her finding love again. And it's going to be soon. How soon, I can't tell you. But I can feel it, you know, in my gut. It's going to happen. And it's somebody you know. And it's just going to happen. And that's what I'm picking up. That's as much as I'm getting. So
I know that
sounds kind of lame, but I mean, that's what I'm getting.
That's not lame.
Hey.
That's perfect.
No, not at all.
So what are you getting, Sue?
I see.
I'm picking up like a strong companionship.
Oh, good.
More than like a live-in type relationship, marriage, a really strong companionship where you're still going to have the love relationship, but you'll keep your separate spaces a lot of the time too, which to me is perfect, but...
Lovely.
I feel that you're a very, very positive energy person. And you just have to remember to keep your personal space cleared and positive.
Mm-hmm.
And don't settle.
Right. No. Oh, no. I don't keep on myself settle.
Yeah.
You know? Go
with what makes you happy and... make sure when the person comes in that they have a lot of the same priorities that you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an animal lover, make sure they're an animal lover. If, you know, you love being around kids, they like being around kids. If you like nature, they like nature. But I see a very strong companionship.
Oh, good.
But that's what I picked up for you, Donna.
Oh, good. Because I'm used to, like,
about you, Len?
Oh, sorry. You know, just, what did you say?
Sorry,
Donna, we missed that a little bit.
Oh, because I'm used to ever since I was young, I always had, like, a best friend, and I love that, you know?
Yeah.
Have that best friend. Right.
That's
the
way to go. Yeah, and so you're... Okay, I'll carry on then. Donna, I drew a great big heart, first off.
Aww.
And I believe that's a good sign. And I feel that, too, that it's going to happen. I wrote down Tracy and Hepburn, which ties into what Sue was saying about having the two of you. Do you know anything about Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy and their relationship?
No.
Okay. Because he was a Catholic and he couldn't divorce his wife, but the two of them were like friends in love, if you know what I mean, best companions. So they lived together, but they kept it respectful, but they had their own separate rooms. That's a civilized way to go, really. People shouldn't try to share bedrooms. Oh, terrible, terrible. But anyway... Sorry, and I didn't mean that as advice for everyone. I just find it a little more civilized to have your own space within a household. But what I drew for you, Donna, was the image of, because I see a friendship definitely starting, a beautiful companionship, and I drew a Christmas tree. And I'm not talking seasonally here, but like the friendship is the Christmas tree, and as you two go along, you're going to throw decorations on it. And the two of you are going to decorate this tree. I'm speaking metaphorically. I hope you get that.
Yeah.
But I see you decorating this tree together with handmade ornaments and beautiful things that have meaning for you. And when you get this tree decorated, it's going to be so beautiful. And that's what you create together. And I also wrote here, I think it's Carl Sandburg. I'm like plagiarizing Carl Sandburg here. But it, for you, love comes on little cat feet. Kind of creeps up on you. And yeah, in the poem, he's describing fog. But in this, I'm describing love for you. Just it's going to come in just like the tide. And, oh, look, it's there. You know, you don't have to do a thing. Now, do you have a dog on the other side?
A childhood dog.
Okay, I'm picking up, like, not a collie, but a lassie type of dog, like a fluffy kind of thing. Whap, whap, whap goes the tail. And, yeah, I believe this dog is around you sometimes. Do you ever think? Yeah.
I think
friendly.
That could be, I was my sister a lot, and that sounds like her dog, and I was close to her dog, and we had to put him down. So I think that's
the
dog.
Big and fluffy and friendly. I'm feeling such a friendly,
friendly
guy. And I'm getting, again, when I get dogs and stuff from the other side, I get whap, whap, whap in my heart. And that's what I'm feeling right now. I've also got two names here for you. The name Anna comes through.
That's my mom. That's my mom's name. She's on the other side.
Okay. And the name Mark is coming through. And also Mark. The sign of Scorpio is, I don't know what it's pertaining to, but I'm getting the sign of Scorpio. I think it may be connected to Mark. So if you don't have a Mark in your life or on the other side, I would keep an eye out for guys named Mark. Because Mark's name is written right over the heart. And I believe the Scorpio is an attached, and I'm not sure if it's actually his sun sign. I think it might be a rising sign for him. Leo Scorpio kind of thing, a Leo sun sign with a Scorpio rising, if that makes any sense. Pretty specific, too. But anyway, that is what I'm getting for you. But, oh, yeah, Anna, just take it easy and let it come in. And then when you guys get together, you'll get that beautiful decorated tree that will be a relationship that you don't ever need to let go of.
Oh, how lovely.
I think
so,
yeah. You're so welcome.
So excited.
Well, there
you go. Thank you, all of you. Thank you very much.
And, give your mom a hug in spirit, okay?
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you something before you leave.
Uh-huh.
When she was talking and stuff, and they were talking about Katharine Hepburn and them, and even before that, I saw you with a gentleman waltzing, you know, doing the old kind of dance where he lays you back, you know, and so, I mean, whoever it is, they're going to sweep you off your feet.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I get from that.
Oh,
it does have that very sweet old world romance feeling to it, doesn't it?
Debonair.
Yeah, debonair. Yeah. Oh, that's a gift. That's beautiful. Oh, well, Donna.
We're dancing with him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just charmed. Yeah. I'd love to know how it goes. Please give us a call back and let us know if, you know, things happen.
Okay.
But I don't think you need to make it. Just be your sweet self and don't worry about age. And, you know, this guy might be a wee bit younger than you, but don't let that stop you.
No, that would be nice, actually.
Yeah, kind of lovely.
But yeah.
That way you can train him.
Yeah. I really won't be so set in his ways. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Lovely.
Well, you've made my year. Thank you. I so look forward to it.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, bless you, Donna. I hope things go
you.
As we hope they do. All righty, then. Okay. Good luck to you. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's see. We've got 10 minutes left, so let's get to 724. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Kristen.
Did you say Crystal?
Kristen.
Kristen. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. My phone cuts out. It's bad weather.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're all having bad weather, so we get it.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're good, I think, are we?
Great.
Yeah,
absolutely. Great.
Getting goofy.
A bunch of cackling hens.
Yeah. Oh, well. So how do you get
I know, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, you got to laugh. Got to laugh. We're just setting up for the Friday show when they're going to laugh a lot. So do you have a question for us tonight?
I was just curious about my love life.
All right. It's getting up to Valentine's Day. I think people are thinking about that a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Love life. All right. Anybody feel like fielding that? I'm actually getting an image, but I don't know what it is yet, so.
Okay.
Cool.
You guys are pretty good. I want to see what you see, you know?
All right. Yeah. Go for it. Well, does anyone want to start? Or?
Hi, Kristen. This is Sue.
Hi.
As soon as you started talking, I saw children.
I have children.
Okay. Do you have a child that's gifted?
They're all pretty little. So, I'm not sure
one
yet.
One of them that talks about stuff that doesn't really kind of make sense to you?
Oh, no. My daughter, my oldest, she'll have dreams and stuff, and it makes total sense to me.
Okay. Okay, because I was getting a picture, and I thought it was a girl, but then I thought, well, maybe it's not a girl, of being very gifted and receiving messages from the other side.
Yeah, I've actually been working with her with that.
Okay.
Ah, good.
Okay.
Good for you, Mom.
Yeah, that happened to me, and then they just decided I was crazy, so I don't want her to think she's crazy.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that you said that because I pulled a card. It's an angel card, and it's Archangel Ariel, and it's courage. It says, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. And it came out of the deck just as you were saying that he thought you were crazy. So always, always stand up for your beliefs. No
yeah.
matter what it is or how far-fetched it sounds to others, who cares? For a relationship, you are going to have to be more specific on what you want from a relationship and
well,
turn it over, ask the angels
now.
Come in and assist
oh,
you
okay.
with. And when you get stronger with yourself and you get stronger with your angel connection on exactly what it is you want, there will be somebody coming into the picture.
Okay.
I keep seeing September, so I don't know if that's when it'll be coming in or if there's a significance in the month of September for you.
Okay.
But yeah, I really picked up on your child really, really quick. And not a real, real soon relationship. I think it's you need to put away your doubts and your worries first and prioritize. And even if you sit down and write a list of what you want and what you don't want, keep it more of what you want and then release it to the universe and it'll all come back to you.
Okay.
But that's what I picked up for you, hon. I hope it helped a little.
It did. It clarified some stuff with my kid. So thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Who wants to go next?
Well, the only thing that I'm picking up was you were shopping recently and you were going down the aisle and you saw all the Valentine stuff and it really, really bothered you because you're thinking again, Valentine's is going to come and I'm going to be alone. But don't see it like that. See it as the day to love yourself. Do something for yourself. Go out and be just you and love you, you know? that's what I'm getting, that you need to start loving you and what's in your heart and open, you know, you've kind of closed everything off. And I just see that your heart is wanting to open up and that you've just kind of like put up walls around it. And that
yeah,
you
I
just
do that.
Need to start loving yourself. That you've got to focus on you, and you're not doing it.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Okay.
All righty then. Shall I go?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All righty. So I got for you, Kristen, the image of a Ferris wheel. Now, you're currently in a relationship, you say?
I'm seeing somebody.
Yeah, I think that's what the image of the Ferris wheel is giving us here. Do you feel this person is a little bit, I hate to say it, but boring for you? Like a not a very stimulating companion?
No, not at all, actually.
Okay, then I'm way off base. Because the Ferris wheel that I'm getting here, it's a fun ride, goes round and round. But the view stays the same here, okay. So how come you're looking for love, if I may ask, if you're in a relationship that feels good, if you know what I mean?
Well,
and I don't mean to be...
I looking for love specific. I was just seeing if this was, like, what the deal was with this situation.
Yeah.
This was going to go anywhere.
Is it not feeling like something that will go the distance for you, or...?
No, it feels like something should be going the distance, but it's just kind of getting off slow.
Oh, well, heavens, don't worry about that. If that, like, because I was trying to interpret this Ferris wheel, and I was thinking, is the person you're with giving you, like, the same ride and the same view over and over? Are you bored? But if you're not bored, then, oh, well, then maybe this ties into what I got later here. Okay. All right. I got the number 9, which I believe is the number for September. Is that correct, Sue?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I also wrote down, go down to the gathering, and I put pie. I think I'm referring to it like a fair, a fall fair. Do you have one anywhere nearby you?
Yeah, we have a fall festival every year.
Yeah, go to that. Go to that. I don't know why. I'm just getting that you should go to this fair in the fall. And number 9, I think September is a significant thing. But, hey, if this guy that you're seeing now, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? But I think things are going to either be a yay or a nay for you by September. You'll know one way or the other which is going. Because the Ferris wheel, I guess, would have tied into the fair thing. I had it in the wrong spot on the page. But also I'm picturing someone, like an EMT. I'm seeing someone in a uniform that you're going to meet. I think it's like an EMT kind of uniform. And I also have a very common name coming up, but the name Dave is coming in for you.
Okay.
All right. Any meaning for you in that? Yeah.
No, I don't know any Dave.
I would see if you do. Check and see it's such a common name, I can't even, like, figure out how to apply it for you. But, and it's definitely Dave, not David, Dave. Like, hey, call me Dave kind of thing. You know, a very casual sort of guy. So, anyway, keep that in the back of your mind. Check and see if you haven't got a friend on the other side. I feel that Dave is coming through for you. From spirit, okay?
Okay.
So check back and see if you haven't got, like, a cousin or a friend. It could even be way far back as school, okay? So go back in your mind. These things often make sense after the fact, so.
Right.
But Donna, okay, sorry, Donna, my brain's falling out. Sorry, Kristen, we have to close it there because we've got 1 minute left. So
okay.
Call
Thank
us
you.
Back. Let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear the follow-ups. So
okay.
We wish you love and light to you, and thank you so much for calling. And good luck. I think you either have love already or you're going to find it, okay?
So. Well, I think it's there, but neither one of us will just, you know, the pride issue.
Don't push the river. Don't, enjoy it as it is. Just stay on that ride and see what happens in September, you know?
Okay.
Sometimes slow relationships are the best, you know? The ones
yeah.
they rush into tend to burn out pretty quick. So enjoy that you've got a nice slow build up. And there you go.
All right.
Okay. So
thank you
so much for calling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Sheila, real quick, I'm going to give out your website again. So if you would like to connect with Sheila and maybe book a session with her, you want to go to creatingintheimpossibleinyou.com, and you can find her on Facebook, Creating the Impossible in You. Again, just type that in. You can find Sue on Facebook, and she's got a little blurb you can go on our link here if you want to look at her page. And my website is lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And we just like to thank you for calling in and being a part of our experience so much. Thank you, Sheila. I hope you had a decent time with us and we didn't confuse you too much.
No, I had fun.
Yeah, you were fabulous, and I think you're going to do really well with your coaching services.
Great.
You know where
thank you for the encouragement.
Oh, well, we're rooting for you, Sheila. We really are. So, Sue, any last words?
Just like to thank everybody again for joining us. And visit us on our Sacred Embers Group Facebook page. We're always there for anyone who needs us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, if you're feeling troubled or challenged and you don't know where to turn, we'd be happy to give you a listening ear and an open heart. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, and good night to everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.